Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Immigrant Rights Commission full commission meeting. Today is Monday, May the 14th, 2012. And Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
Commissioner Chi is excused. Commissioner Cole. Commissioner Insani. Commissioner Fuentes.
Here.
Commissioner Gaime.
Here.
Commissioner Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Hing.
Here.
Commissioner Kennelly.
Here.
Commissioner Kong.
Present.
Commissioner Maldonado is excused. Commissioner Molodetskaya.
Here.
Commissioner Moses is excused. Commissioner Ng.
Here.
Commissioner Paz.
Here.
Commissioner Tom.
Here.
And the commission has a quorum.
Thank you very much. So let's go to item number two. This evening, we are so fortunate to have a new commissioner, a person that I know for, probably we everybody know for a long time. She has been working with the Interfaith Coalition for Immigrant Affairs and also for the Irish Pastoral, I forgot the name. But she's very active, she's been very supportive and all the time advocating for immigrants, regardless of where they're from, you know, because I remember since Celine working very hard in the mission, trying to help the immigrants from the Latino communities as well. You know, I see her all the time dealing with the Irish community and other communities in general. So I just want to welcome Celine, and she's going to be a really, really wonderful asset to the commission. And so I don't know if our director wants to say a couple of words.
I'll just echo what the vice chair just stated. The staff is ecstatic that we now have a full commission, 15 members, and not only that, 15 members that are well qualified and have a lot of horsepower, and we look forward to working with you in the next few years and beyond.
Thank you. Commissioner Kennelly, would you like to say a couple of words?
It's an honor to be appointed to the commission. I'm delighted to be here. I look forward to getting to know each of you. Some of you I know quite well, some of you I don't know at all. I look forward to us working together. It's a great privilege to be able to serve the city on the commission. We are a city of immigrants. We always have been, and I'm sure that we always will be. And I think it's very important that immigrants have a voice, that the immigrant right is acknowledged and maintained, and that people are kept safe and that our city is safe, and that we can work together to make sure that everybody is acknowledged and taken care of.
Thank you very much. Welcome aboard. Okay. I would like to move the meeting to item number three, which is public comments. Members of the public may address the commission on items not appearing on the agenda for a period of time not to exceed 3 minutes. Speaker shall address their remarks to the commission as a whole and not to individual commissioners or department personnel. So any public comments? I think none. So let's move to item number four, which is an action item, approval of the previous minutes, approval of April 16, 2012, full commission meeting minutes. So, I don't know if everybody had the opportunity to read the minutes before, but I'll give you a minute to so you can do it. Are there any changes or corrections to the minutes? No? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes from the last commission
my
meeting?
Motion.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
So the minutes have been approved with no... okay. Action number... item number five is a discussion and approval of commission draft documents. It's a letter to the USA Department of Homeland Security regarding prosecutorial discretion case review in San Francisco And I'm going to pass it to Commissioner Hing, who is the one who presented this this letter. So.
Thank you. In reviewing the orientation documents that were presented to me last month, I noticed that the commission had previously written a letter of support for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in a decision in which the Court of Appeals had five cases that the individuals who were subject to deportation or removal proceedings were requesting possible prosecutorial discretion and having their cases terminated. And the Court of Appeals ruled that they would hold those cases in abeyance pending the decision of ICE on whether or not to grant prosecutorial discretion. And this commission applauded that move by the Court of Appeals. Recently, ICE has announced that it will be sending a team to San Francisco from June 4th through whatever the date is on here, is it June 14th, to review the non-detained cases that are pending in removal proceedings. And they have done this in several other cities. They're on their way to Los Angeles as well. And honestly, this team that's reviewing these cases is it's not granting prosecutorial discretion at the rate that I would like to see. It's somewhere between 10 to 15% that they're granting, depending on the city that they've reviewed. At any rate, I think it's an opportunity for us to chime in on that process and to indicate that in its discretion, that task force ought to consider that San Francisco is a sanctuary city and that we have a welcoming community, and that that when there's questions that are raised with respect to public safety, that that we believe that San Francisco keeps that in mind in its implementation of the sanctuary ordinance. And so this is something that I drafted that the staff edited, and so I'm submitting it to the commission for its approval.
Any comments, commissioners, or questions?
And through the chair?
Yes.
Commissioners, just as a reminder, this letter was reviewed by the executive committee last week, and they have moved to forward it to the full commission for consideration.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. And one thing I would do is CC this letter, at least CC this letter to the local and national chapters of the American Immigration and Nationality Lawyers. The lawyers may be able to use this letter as well in cases that they submit.
Talking about AILA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else, Commissioner?
Anyone else?
Do we need a motion?
May I have a motion to approve the sending that letter?
I'll move we approve it.
Second that motion.
Second?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank so you. It has been good approved
letter.
With no discussion.
Fabulous. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good
no,
letter.
Thank you.
Very good
thank
letter.
You very
thank
much.
You, Commissioner.
Also, in item number four, we have, five, we have other correspondence. I truly believe that it's a letter that Commissioner Vera asked us in the executive committee meeting last week to bring it to the commission for approval. So, Director Pond, do you want to say something, or Vera?
Yeah, I guess Commissioner Hale raised this at the executive committee meeting, commissioners, and at her direction, I drafted or revised her letter. Fortunately or unfortunately, the governor this morning presented a revised state budget and projecting a $16 million billion-dollar deficit for the state. So that's far larger than was predicted in January. I think in January it was like
nine billion.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that means an additional $4.1 billion in cuts proposed, and that brings the total of cuts to $8.1 billion. There are many programs affected, including the leftover redevelopment agency funds, but the bottom line is the additional cuts are going to disproportionately affect our most vulnerable residents, low-income families, children, the elderly, individuals with medical needs, and the poor. And Commissioner Hale can elaborate on this. I think she also discussed it with the Advisory Council on Aging.
Mm-hmm. Every year we have written a letter to support to the mayor and the Board of Supervisors, urging them not to cut services that are affected by our language access ordinance. Sometimes it's easier, I think, to cut out the people who provide services in the other language, and we wanted to assure that they don't do that, that would be unfair to cut out and reduce even further than the governor wants to reduce the amount of service that is available to people who need language assistance. So this letter was written to something we could send to the mayor and the Board of Supervisors, reminding them that we would like to see the language access ordinance services continue in a fair and equitable way. And last year, Adrian added the services, services that we needed to the letter. And while I didn't go that far, I think that we should still remind the board and the mayor that we don't go around cutting language access services any more than is fair for others. We often hear complaints when we do our language access report. Oh, I didn't have enough money to provide that. I didn't provide that service in Spanish or Chinese or whatever. But we want to make sure they don't have even less money for that. So that's why this letter. And Adrian's added the governor's disaster. But even with the governor's disaster, be fair and equitable, and language access should be preserved with whatever cuts have to be.
Ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Are we making specific recommendations on, you know, any numbers that we would like to see as the minimum if they do any cuts that we don't want them to go below this? Or are we just kind of letting them know that they got to be mindful?
Well, I think it's letting them know they have to be mindful because we don't know what they're going to cut. Yeah. We don't know how it will affect.
Right.
Just to make sure when they do cut, that they don't just cut out. Sometimes department heads are not as gung-ho about it as we wish they might be.
Thank you.
If I can just add, I was at the mayor's community-based organization budget task force this morning, where the mayor was in a very somber mood, given what he had just learned and what was coming from the state. So. I think this is relevant, and I think it's important because part of what the mayor has requested is that, is that we begin to really address and look at priorities within the city. So this kind of reminds the office that, you know, this is an important priority, an important service for the community, our immigrant community in San Francisco, because it looks like they're going to have all the hard work that the city's done in previous months will now have to restart again, because this is a major game changer, what the governor announced. And so they are going to be re-looking at the budget all over again. So this is kind of difficult news. So I think the letter's timely. I think it will.
Mm-hmm. Ask a question. Another question. Commissioner, did they saw what it would be the cuts to the city services as a result of this state budget cuts?
They were waiting for the details, but what their biggest concern is that they had been working really hard to get a balanced budget prepared for the upcoming fiscal year, and now they're going to have to kind of start over again because there will be some local programs impacted. I mean, because it's a real, a real deficit.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Any more comments or questions? May I have a motion to approve sending this letter to the mayor and the board of supervisors?
I second it.
I'll move to approve.
Move to approve?
Okay, I'm very enthusiastic about it. Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner. No, it's very important. It's very important.
Okay, so it has been approved with no objection. Okay, thank you. Let's move to item number six. This is election of the interim commission chair for the remainder of the year 2012 term. As you know, I've been acting as a chair in the last few meetings. I'm the vice chair, but I'm acting as a chair. And at the same time, we discussed it in the executive committee meeting that we need somebody else to do this, take this responsibility. As you know, I'm also the chair of the outreach committee and the vice chair, and I also work for the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrants Affairs. And so it would be probably appropriate to have somebody else taking the lead. And during our discussion in the executive committee meeting, we decide that we would like to nominate a person as a Professor Bill Onhin. As the interim chair.
Does he know that?
Yes, but if there is there another candidate that you can propose?
Through the chair, commissioners, your regularly scheduled election of officers is October of every year, so yes. This would be the period between now and October or whenever we schedule that meeting for you.
Thank you.
Any comments, any suggestions?
Does Professor Ron, do you accept the nomination?
Well, that wasn't exactly what happened.
He twisted his arm.
I wanted to make sure that other people who had seniority were consulted, and one person in particular. And was that person consulted?
Commissioners, at the direction of the executive committee, staff did follow up with the individual that we were asked to, and that person does not have any interest in the position at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy to do it if people think it's appropriate.
So we had to, I'm sorry, we had to vote on the...
Someone needs to make a motion, second motion. It, and then you need to vote on the motion.
Yes. Can I have a motion nominating Professor... Can I have a second?
Second.
So, Professor, congratulations. You are the chair.
Well, then you have to get the vote.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody against it? So, has been approved, no objections. So, congratulations, Mr. Chair. So.
Thank you. Okay. I'll let you finish this meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much. I almost passed you the agenda, okay? Okay, so congratulations again. Let's move to item number 7. It's an action item. It's a discussion and approval of commission activities. Update on the IRC neighborhood meeting plan and also committee report on planned events. So in the last executive committee meeting, we discussed a calendar about some neighborhood meetings, and we decided that we're gonna have two neighborhood meetings in the next few months. One is gonna be a District 3, and we are planning to do it on July the 9th, and as a backup date, we have July the 16th, because we would like to do this in partnership with the supervisor, so we had to tell what is the best time for them or the best date. And that's gonna be a District 3. We also discussed and approved that we're gonna have another neighborhood meeting that is gonna be in District 6 on September the 10th or September the 17th. Previously, we were also discussing to have maybe a couple of hearings, but it's, you know, we don't have enough time because this is just months to the end of the year, and also we have the elections coming up in November. So we really would like to do, like in the District 6 on September 10th, we would like to do a combination of neighborhood meeting with a hearing. We have people, we can pick up an issue that is very interesting to people, and we can have people coming to testify. So that's what we decided, the executive committee. Those are the two activities that we are that we had planned. So we still have to talk to the board, to the supervisors, I believe. I don't know, with director or executive director, to get in touch with the board supervisors. And I don't know, you have a chance, director?
No, we haven't run those dates by the supervisor staff, but we'll have that confirmed within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so we're going to do it for the next meeting, then we're going to approve it then.
Well, you can approve the plan and subject to the final dates.
Okay.
So you can approve the districts and et cetera.
So can I have a motion to approve like the that neighborhood meetings at District 3 on July the 9th or 16th, and in District 6 on September the 10th or the 17th?
I'll move to do that.
You move to that. Okay. Have a second?
Three.
Yeah, okay. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Everybody? Anybody against it? Okay, passing with no objection. So. Also, in the committee, we were discussing that day about the IRC legislative agenda and the IRC position statement, because we are working on this. But as we discussed that day, we know what's going on statewide, but we want to really focus on what happened locally. So this is something that we are still working on it with Commissioner Paz. And I believe in the next meeting we're going to have more information about you know, how we are doing with those items. Also, we decide that we're going to have. Well, actually, I would love to see if we can have another person in the executive committee meeting, a person that can be at large, and I'm nominated Celine Kennelly to be part of the executive committee meeting, because we need really fresh ideas, and I know that she is very enthusiastic and she wants to be working with us. So I'm really nominating or name, how you say it, like
You're appointing.
Appointing, I'm sorry, I was appointing Celine as a executive committee meeting member at large.
Good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Then let's move to...
Actually, can I ask a question about that? The item on the neighborhood meetings? And maybe you'd said it, but I missed it. In the executive committee, there was a discussion of the of a hearing that we were going to have. Is that going to be separate from these two district meetings, or combined with?
Yeah, we were planning to combine it with this with a meeting in September. Like, let's say, get an issue that is very important to the community, and we're going to have public testimonies that day. So we're going to be like a combined meeting that would be in September the 6th. Oh no, District 6 of September the 10th. That's what we're planning to do.
And when is the planning or input for the topic or topics of that hearing going to occur?
We director or executive director, Adrian, to get in touch with our supervisors for those districts to see what is the topic that they want to focus, they want us to focus on it. Right?
And the executive committee will present that information to commissioners at the next executive committee meeting. You can finalize the plan at that time.
Okay.
So let's move to item number 8, which is our director's report.
Commissioners, I'm going to make a very short report, because I believe we have a couple of individuals who would like to make public comments. Three items. The LAO, Language Access Ordinance hearing, has been confirmed by President Chu's office. It'll be held on Thursday, May 24th at 1:30 p.m. I believe, room to be announced, or is it room 268? I believe it's hearing room 268. Yes. Mm-hmm. But we'll confirm the room number for you. So this is a review and a discussion with departments, Tier 1 departments, on their compliance results. Mm-hmm. Based on the report that the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs submitted to the board as required by law on March 1st of this year. So the batting order is our office will be presenting just highlights of the report and the results. And I believe there's some community members who will be making comments. And then the board committee, this is the Government Audit and Oversight Committee of the Board of Supervisors, will then be dialoguing with departments on their performance. And we have a mix of departments that have done very well and maybe some that need some improvement in meeting the requirements of the ordinance. So it'd be great if commissioners who are interested in appearing could come so that we can point you out to the supervisors. And if you are interested in making public comments, they're limiting all of us to so many minutes because the last hearing that we did went on for quite a few hours. So I encourage you to come, and if you have any questions on details, just come let staff know. And secondly, in light of the budget challenges, our office was looking in pretty good shape up until this morning. So there's no telling where the priority will end up, but your active and consistent advocacy for the Immigrant Rights Commission and the work of our office, which is around language access, immigrant rights, and immigrant integration, as well as public safety and community safety, would be highly appreciated. And then finally, just a reminder that there are some of you whose terms will be up on June 6th, 2012, and you're both a combination of board appointees and mayoral appointees, and we will let you know individually. I strongly suggest if you're interested in reapplying for the commission and continuing to serve, that you let me know right away so that we can make sure you have all of the documents and application forms. Just in a nutshell, you have to reapply for your seat on the commission if you are a board appointee, and then that has to go through the board rules committee, and then you will be calendared and follow that process. If you are a mayoral appointee, you need to let me know if you're interested, and then you need to let the mayor's office know that you're interested in being reappointed, and that will be entirely up to the mayor's office. And I believe that's all the items I have.
That's it? Okay.
Yes, Madam Director, thank you very much. That was very brief but very concise. How do you want us to do the advocacy or be active? As you said, we need to be active and kind of, you know.
Yes, I think that there will be some conversations at board meetings and, of course, through the mayor's staff. So I think your letter is going to really help, but if you happen to be in a meeting with the mayor or one of our supervisors, sure. You know, the normal things that you do to talk about your commitment and confidence in the commission's work.
Thank you.
So I believe that we have some public comments. Thank you. Oh, sorry. So we have a public comment for Clarissa Sanchez. Will you approach the podium and state your name for the records, please?
I'm an immigration counselor with Catholic Charities and the Refugee and Immigrant Services Program. And reverting to action item 7 regarding the neighborhood meeting plan, specifically for the District 6 September 10th or 17th meeting, if I may just make a suggestion of an issue that we've been seeing in through our efforts to re-engage in advocacy in our communities. One of the things, and please forgive me for sounding very ignorant on this matter, but I just moved from Sacramento and recently became aware of this issue just a couple months back regarding an ordinance that expired here regarding impounding vehicles and drivers without a license. That, and again, please forgive me for not knowing more about that issue, but I'd be happy to provide more information upon further research if it's already not something that has been previously discussed. But that may be an issue of grave concern that perhaps may be one to be addressed at that meeting. And through speaking with other organizations, they have also mentioned that is an issue that they would like to be addressed and perhaps be reinstated in the future. That's it, unless there are any questions mm-hmm. I may be able to assist with.
That issue actually came up in executive committee.
Oh, great.
Last week, and you're confirming something that we heard, mm-hmm. and I do think that the commission will take mm-hmm. up that issue prior to September, actually.
Wonderful. Thank you. And on behalf of Catholic Charities, if there's anything that we may be able to do on our end to help with research or anything that we may be able to be of assistance of, please, I will leave my information here, and I'd be happy to assist on that matter or any matter that may be of help on our behalf for the commission. Thank you very much for
your time.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
I would like to acknowledge that tonight we have a former commissioner of Human Rights Commission, Gilberto Alexander. So thank you, Gilberto, for your service, and welcome to San Francisco again.
Okay.
Would you like to say something?
Well, I see some new commissioners here, so that's really nice. Vera is still here. Mr. Ong, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you.
Felix is still here, and Sam, and Elah and Sunny. So that's really nice. And, I also got a copy of the language access for the last 2 years from Adrian, and I think you guys have done really great, congratulations.
Thank you. Gilberto was the chair of the Access Program Committee, and he worked very hard in the in this ordinance with Commissioner Vera Hale, and with the three of us, we were part of that committee, I remember.
Right.
Welcome back, Gilberto.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so new business. Any new business that we like to discuss?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question because I remember way back, maybe some 6-7 months ago, we decided to have an event, a meeting, and inviting the immigrants who have made it, the kind of the immigrant story, the dream in America, and have, just have them invited. I think Commissioner Hale brought that book by the sergeant. I want to know if we are still going to do that. And the reason I bring this up is that Jose Antonio Vargas, who is an SFSU alumni, is going to be honored next Saturday at the graduation, at San Francisco State graduation, and President Corrigan is actually honoring him the day before on Friday. So I will get a chance to meet him, and I would like to see if we would want to invite him also. He's been a great advocate for immigration and kind of, the correct and the streamlining of the whole Immigration Reform Act.
Okay. We can invite him for the next meeting probably, huh?
Mm-hmm. Commissioners, you have a number of options.
Yeah.
I think relative to Commissioner Insani's direct question about are we going to have an event, I think that the executive committee didn't really address having a separate event, but you may combine perhaps something like that with the annual reception that you host for the consulates. And that might be a good time, too, if you're going to give out any awards. You would have to plan this out. Mm-hmm. So you have a short amount of time, short window to plan this out. Otherwise, you can just invite them to speak and provide testimony at maybe the September hearing, mm-hmm. depending on the subject, and have him be your lead testifier.
Great. Thank you. I will do that. Thanks.
Do we have a date for that reception you were talking about?
It's usually in December. I think this year is scheduled for December 10th, tentatively. Yeah.
It was a great reception last year, December. Really I still remember it, you know. I was hoping we'll have one today, but no, I'm joking.
It's pretty amazing what you can pull off with no money.
Yes.
But thanks to Commissioner Ng and Commissioner McCarthy, we were able to find some resources and
And that let's not forget that the centerpiece, yes. I can still taste it.
The image is still in my mind.
Thank you, yes. That's great.
Any more new business? We're all done, so the meeting is adjourned.
Oh, wow.
Very quick today.
This is historic. This is historic.